The Bible is truly a precious and holy book. There is no book like it. It is unique in every sense of the word. When Sir Walter Scott lay dying, he called to his son-in-law, "Bring me the book." Confused by such a request, as he looked at the immense library, the son-in-law inquired, "Which book?" To this, Sir Walter Scott, the eminent writer of many books, fervently replied, "There is but one book, the Bible." Millions of people have and still do testify likewise. And history itself bears witness to the same in spite of all the attacks against us. Truly, the Bible stands like a rock undaunted amid the raging storms of time. And I want to talk to you today about the Bible, the book of all books, the Word of God. I would like to bring before you various ways in which the Bible is unique. There's nothing like it. First of all, it is unique because of what it is. It is one book, and yet it is composed of 66 books written by about 40 writers over a period of about 1,500 years. These writers were from various walks of life, various occupations, but they were all writing of the same theme, and so coordinated that we can look at it and say the theme is one. And the subject that is brought before us certainly must have been designed by one who wished to declare his mind. And this he has done. And the Bible is unique in that it calls itself, such as it is, the Word of God. Also, it refers to itself as the Scripture of truth. Dear friend, it is indeed a revelation of God concerning himself, his mind, and it is in his speech. He has desired to reveal his mind to you, to make known his purposes, and thus he has given us in writing what portrays himself for our understanding. It is the Word of God from beginning to end, from Genesis to Revelation. Now, it does not only contain the Word of God, it is the Word of God, and it is verbally inspired. We know that it is the words that God has given which convey his mind. And Jesus himself said, "The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life." The Bible is unique, then, that we have in one volume 66 pasture fields, so to speak, giving to us in type and prophecy and in history and in doctrine God's mind for all mankind. The Bible is also unique because of its origin. Where did it come from? Well, the writers were simply the instruments used. The Bible itself tells us in 2 Peter 1 that the prophecy came not by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. God the Spirit is the one who indicted the writing. And we read in 2 Timothy 3:16 that all Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable. Another translation gives it to us, every Scripture is God-breed. This is the origin of the Bible. There's no book that can claim this other than the Bible. So the Bible is unique because it has its origin in the heart of God and in the writing inspired by the Spirit of God. In the Old Testament, we have the Bible referred to as the Law and the Psalms and the Prophets. And the Lord Jesus himself referred to these various sections of the Old Testament as he discoursed to those two on the way to Emmaus. and he expounded unto them in all the scriptures, those Old Testament scriptures, the things concerning himself. Now, in the New Testament, we have the record of the life and death and resurrection and ascension of our Lord Jesus given to us in the four Gospels. In the epistles, we have the doctrine concerning God's purposes of this particular age, and also his mind concerning the age to come. In the book of Revelation, we have that which gives us the insight as to what shall transpire, and bringing us into the eternal condition, either in heaven or in hell. But now, the whole book of God is really a revelation of Jesus Christ and originated in the heart of God, inspired by the Spirit of God. And again, I remind you, holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. Now, the Bible is unique because of another reason. The means of understanding the Bible are beyond the natural intelligence of man. Now, this is not true with books that men have written. We shall notice that the Bible contains depths that cannot be fathomed by any man. And absolutely, one who is not indwelt by the Spirit of God, not one can understand the Scriptures. Now, this is what the Bible says about itself. In 1 Corinthians 2, for instance, we read that the natural man, that is, one who is not indwelt by the Spirit, one who has not been born of the Spirit, understands not the things of the Spirit of God. They are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, for they are spiritually discerned. A natural man is a man that has been born simply of Adam and of earthly parents who come into this world in sin, shapen in iniquity. And that's what Jesus says concerning them, ye must be born again. Those who are spiritual, those who have the Spirit of God. Now, the natural man, one who's not saved, and if I'm talking to one who does not know the Lord as a Savior, no wonder the Bible is a closed book to you. You do not know the author. You must have the Spirit of God indwelling you in order to enable you to understand the things of God. For instance, in the same chapter, the apostle says that no man knoweth the things of man save the spirit of man that is in him. And so likewise, no man knoweth the things of God save the Spirit of God. And we know that we who are saved, and you, dear listener, you have received Christ as your Savior. God has indwelt you by His Spirit. And thus you may know the things which are freely given to you of God. The book becomes an open book to you. And God thus reveals His mind, and it is food for your soul as well. What a book! But you must be born of the Spirit of God in order to understand this book. Now, you notice this book is not understood by feelings nor human intellect. We read in Hebrews that through faith we understand. Oh, what a wonderful vista of things opens up to faith. Faith, however, in the revelation. This is not something mystical. This is spiritual. And having the Spirit of God indwelling us, we can turn to the Bible and thus have our souls enlightened in the message that God has given of Himself. Now turn, if you will, with me to Hebrews chapter 4, and we read these words about the Bible itself. The Word of God is quick and powerful, and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing of sunder of soul and spirit, and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Neither is there any creature that is not manifest in His sight. For all things are naked and open unto the eyes of Him with whom we have to do. From the reading of this passage, I would make this remark that the Bible is unique in that the written word is inseparable from the author, the living word Himself. In verse 14, you notice, Had we been writing it, I suppose we would have said that neither is there any creature that is not manifest in its sight, referring to the Bible, the written word of God. But not so. The divine writer wants us to link up the word that is written with the author. You notice we have here, it's the one with whom we have to do. And how is it that we have to do with him? Through his word. And if you reject the word of God in the written revelation of himself, you're rejecting the living word. And how is the living word revealed? Through the written word. It is God's means of communication, dear listening friend. The words that we have here, the very words of God, are for the communicating of his mind, of his Son, to you, for faith to lay hold of. The entrance of thy words giveth light, we read. It is that which brings light to the soul and life when received. Now the Bible is the word of God, and Christ, the Son of God, is also called in John 1, the Word of God. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Mind you, mark that. It is the truth of God concerning the person of the Son of God. And you notice that the Word suggests the communication. We tell our thoughts by what we say. And so God has told out his thoughts of love, his purposes, in the living word. And we know the living word through the written word. His name shall be called the Word of God. Oh, make no mistake about it, that this is none other than the Lord Jesus Christ himself. And though no man has seen God at any time, the only begotten, which is in the bosom of the Father, he hath declared him. And it is that blessed one that you have to do with. You have to do with him and his word. And you cannot be neutral in regards to either. You either accept the word of God as it is, God's word, and accept it and believe it, and you either accept Christ or not, the one who is presented, you see. You cannot be neutral. The Bible is unique also in the fact that it reveals every soul. You notice what we read here. It's the discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Yes, it does. It reaches right down to the joints and the marrow. And you notice there's no creature that is not manifest in his sight. There's nothing like the Bible. It is living, and it is effective. That's the thought. It is quick or living and powerful or effective. And everything is open to its eyes. And we cannot hide from the word which is to judge us, nor can we hide from him, the living word. He knows, he sees all that you are, and yet he loves you. And even though he knows all about you, and in fact it's because you are what you are as a sinner, that he came into this world. And when he came into the world, you know, men hated him without a cause. But why did they hate him? Because he himself, his holiness, showed up so clearly the darkness that was in their hearts. And men loved darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil. Dear listening friend, what is your attitude toward the Word of God? Do you shun it? What is your attitude toward Christ? Do you reject him? Oh God, grant that today you might face your condition and allow the Word to search you. May it be the critic of you. The Bible tells that you are a sinner, that you need a Savior. And it also reveals that you are helpless in yourself to do one thing for your soul's salvation. It says here that it is a discerner or a critic of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Poor, puny man, in all his natural education, seeks to sit as a critic upon the Word of God. You know, we read and hear of so-called higher critics, those who are supposed to know and understand. Oh, poor man does not realize At least he rejects the thought which is true, that the Bible itself is the highest of all critics, and the Word of God is going to stand forever. Heaven and earth will pass away. Men will rise and fall, nations rise and fall, but the Word of the Lord endureth forever. Vain man who would seek to sit in judgment upon the Word of God and say, this doesn't belong there and that doesn't belong there. The Bible stands, and it will forever. And it will judge man. The words that I speak unto you shall judge you in the last day, says Jesus. The Word of God doesn't need any defense either. It asks no favors. It needs no authorization. It discerns the thoughts, the emotions, and desires of your life. Everything is laid bare to Him. May it be laid bare to you. And if so, then the same scriptures will point you to the living Word, who on Calvary died and shed His blood to put your sins all away, that you might be saved through the very Word of God. This brings us to a final point. The Bible is unique in that it is powerful. It is effective. It is that which lives. It has power. It is not a dead letter. It doesn't need to be rewritten either. It abides. And you know, one thing remarkable about the Bible is that there is no scientific theory that has been proven to be correct that the Bible is in a disagreement with. No, proven science is really revealed in the Scriptures. In fact, one of the proofs of the Bible is that the Bible is true to proven science. Not scientific theories merely, but that which has been proven is certainly seen in Scripture. Another thing about the Bible is that there are hundreds of prophecies that have been literally fulfilled. Archaeology is uncovering many of the actual sites, and men today are faced with the fact that the Bible is true as to the very place and the date, that which is put upon it in the Scriptures. So, dear friend, the Bible lives, and the Bible is powerful. It is that which will take you out of darkness and put you into light. It'll deliver you from Satan's grasp and transform you and take you to God's kingdom. It will take you out of death and bring you into life. How? Listen to what Jesus says. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life, and shall not come into judgment, but is passed from death unto life. And verily, verily, the hour cometh and now is, when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear shall live. Will you not, dear friend, open your ear then, the hearing of faith, to hear the Word of God today, and thus be blessed forever, possess eternal life through the effective power of the living Word of God.